John, when you work with McFangio on the defense, how much of that is a collaborative effort? Like, how much do you guys work together on the defense?
You know, that's a good question. You know, we hire coordinators, or I hire coordinators to do exactly that, whether it's Adam Gase or Jeff Rogers in special teams or even Vic Fangio. And, you know, they're in charge of it. You give them the authority to do it. I'm involved as a head coach because I manage the game. So I'm involved in the game plan, all that kind of stuff, and really all three phases. But, you know, Vic's in charge of the defense. He's done a tremendous job in this league for a long time, and we expect the same here.
John, what have you admired most about his track record?
Well, the fact that it's long and it's very successful in different places, different positions. You know, he even went back to college for a minute and made an impact. So, you know, I use the term skins on the wall. He's done that. He's developed a lot of very, very good players. He's a good teacher. He's got a good system. You know, he's put together a good staff to help.
The structure, like you talk about, of managing the coordinators from the head coach perch, is that something you did right when you got to Carolina, or did you evolve into that from more of a hands-on role with the defense?
You know, there's really no manual for being a head coach. You know, some guys succeed at it, some guys don't. You know, really it's you're managing people, and, you know, from in all of buildings, whether it's upstairs or downstairs. But, you know, you just kind of evolve, you know, and really I kind of – you know, stumbled through it just like everybody does because it's the first time you've done it. And you learn, you know, most of the time by errors or mistakes. But at the end of the day, you know, I think game management, team management, building management, you know, that's what it comes down to, and it's your relationships with people.
Both of your guys interviewed for head coaching jobs mm-hmm. before they wound up here. Is that something you'd like to see? You know, I mean, the fact that both your coordinators could be running a team if somebody made a different decision?
Yeah, I think, you know, winning brings a lot of good things to people, you know. So with team success come individual success, and that's in coaches, that's with players. The key is you're trying to have success. So just like expectations, I would rather they be high than low. You know, so that comes with the territory. But same thing with success. You know, you're going to lose some coaches. You know, it's not a one-man show in this league. You know, I think most head coaches would tell you that. You need a good staff. You need good people. And, you know, really it's finding great human talent and, you know, motivating them to be the best they can be every day.
What stands out to you about Vic as a play caller or a defense caller during games? And how do you become good at that?
Well, I think, you know, you look at, you know, I get asked all the time about, well, coach, what do you know about offense being a defensive coach? Well, truth be told, defensive coaches see more offense than offensive coaches. So I think, you know, you understand offenses, you understand what's problematic to them. You know, when you've seen it a long time and you have a feel for it, yeah, I just think it makes you better, whether no matter what play caller you are.
What is it in Vic's system that creates problems for opposing offense?
Well, I think, you know, the 3-4 has always been a little trickier. It's different, so teams have to get ready for it on a short period of time. You know, there are some disguises of it, or who the fourth rusher is. You know, so I think it's a little bit element of surprise. They do a good job of disguising, so it's hard to see whether you're single high or split safety. You know, so all those things, and, you know, I think he's an excellent teacher and, you know, understands the game of football.
John, you talk about the 3-4 being a little bit trickier. Do you have a general philosophy on getting young guys on the field? And throughout your career, has that changed? Have you grown more comfortable? Or?
You know, I think, you know, again, it's how good of a teacher you are. I think it is really helpful in that. How your system is set up, everything's systematic. And you can be complex and multiple if you have a good method and it's a simple system. And so I think so much of it is that, and not real wordy. And I learned it from Sid Gilman a long time ago, is, you know, the vocabulary and the system to make it make sense. You know, it's not with free agency, you know, these things are turning over even more like junior college every couple of years. Back in the day, you had a player, when I first came to the league, had Brian Hinkle. He was 13 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He knew the defense better than I did. Well, you don't have that as much anymore in today's game. So the teaching element and the system element have become far more important.
John, you go through, these rookies go through 4 months of vigorous training leading up to the draft. The guys got picked maybe the greatest weekend of their lives last week. Does this weekend sort of serve as a wake-up call for some of them?
you know, it's a little bit like recruiting. You know, you spend all this time and effort to recruit a guy. It's a little different in this league because you're more evaluation, but, you know, then you can't de-recruit them. Okay, all right, now we're back to playing football. You know, so this process is over. It's very exciting, and it's neat to see because these guys have worked their whole lives to get this opportunity. You know, I think, you know, now it's back to work. And they get that. You know, they've done it before in college and even in high school before that. There's a lot of hard work involved in this. And, you know, I respect the heck out of what they do and how hard they work. And so it's kind of neat to see them, you know, finally reach that goal that they've, you know, kind of dreamt about their whole lives.
How long have you known Dick?
Almost 30 years, so quarter of a century.
like known him well or just?
We've not worked together. I followed him in Carolina. I had a lot of good friends in New Orleans, you know, a long time there, Jim Skipper and a variety of people there. You know, Dom Capers, they made the transition. Dom came to Pittsburgh. I was leaving Pittsburgh to go to San Diego. So, you know, and this is a tight fraternity of people. I mean, there's 31 people on the planet that do what we do, so other people. So you do kind of get to know everybody and, you know, kind of admired his work and, you know, gotten to know him personally over the years. And he's a tremendous guy and a tremendous coach.
Anything you've learned in particular about him just from being in the building up close that you didn't know before about either the way he operates or what makes him good at what he does?
Well, he's got a lot of experience, you know, and, you know, hopefully most of us, the more you do it, the better you get. And so, you know, he's seen a lot, you know, been through a lot. So there's wisdom and experience that comes with that.